Welcome to this session entitled Understanding Customer Needs. During this message, we will focus on some current research and best practices associated with the third and fourth steps of GVAL High, ask and listen. Let's begin by talking a little about the ask step and things we should keep in mind as we try to uncover what customers and colleagues need from us. The action guides for this step are: ask, how may I help you? Find out why they came in or why they contacted you. And ask open-ended questions to further understand their needs. As you become customer or associate needs focused, you'll begin to discover a different dynamic around people's needs that you may not have previously recognized. People have a whole range of needs other than the obvious ones for products or services. Think about this. People need to feel important. People need to feel valued. Our colleagues need to have confidence in us and the work that we do. Our clients need to be listened to and sense that they've been heard and understood. They need you to focus on them rather than your own rules or procedures or schedules. They need to know that you'll be around to follow up. It's often easy to get caught up in work activities or merely focus on products or services, to become preoccupied with your own needs rather than those of your customer. But remember that your main purpose and reason for having a job is to satisfy your customer's needs.
So, let me ask you, do you think customers really notice our preoccupation? I mean, this is the age of multitasking and getting things done faster and cheaper. Our clients know that and appreciate it, right? Well, no. Recently, a Bain & Company survey of 362 firms pointed out the gap between service providers' perceptions of how well they were handling the customer experience and the customers' perceptions of the same thing. Out of these 362, 80% of the service providers believed they delivered a superior experience to their customers. But when the customer was questioned about their perceptions of the service received, they found that only 8% of these 362 companies were truly delivering, at least in the eyes or minds of the customer, a superior experience. Clearly, it's easy for companies to assume they're keeping customers happy. And it's quite easy to be wrong. I mean, we've all had at least one experience where a service provider's preoccupation left us feeling unappreciated or worse. In fact, I can recall more than one instance just in the past week where someone asked, "Can I help you?" And I knew they were desperately hoping my answer would be no. They really didn't want to be bothered with my needs. By asking, "How may I help you?" and projecting an attitude that says, "I am delighted that I have the opportunity to meet your needs today," you will find yourself among that rare 8% who get it when it comes to delivering on the service our customers really want. And as you know from previous discussions on differentiation in your respective industries, just practicing these simple things gives you a huge advantage. At the risk of stating the obvious, we should point out that it does more harm than good to practice the ask step and then not to listen. Ask and listen are as tightly connected as greet and value. It's virtually impossible to do one effectively without doing the other just as effectively. In the past 20 years, I've had the pleasure of talking with hundreds of service professionals who've been through this process and used the GVAL High system. When I ask which step they find most challenging, 90% or more say listening is the hardest.
There are many dimensions of listening. To listen should imply that we hear, but all you have to do is observe people to see that this doesn't always happen. People may appear to be listening, but often they don't hear what we say. There are numerous studies that suggest that miscommunication occurs more often than not because things other than just the words were missed. Our customers will tell us a great deal through their tone of voice and their body language. So your responsibility isn't just to listen, it's to hear what people are telling you. It's here that practicing the action guides can help you. They are: 1. listen to words. 2, listen to tone of voice. And 3, listen to body language. In a Harvard Business Review article titled, How to Listen, the point is made that listening requires discipline. You need to rearrange some mental furniture to make room for a conversation, and for the information and nuance it will bring. This means making time. In order to do in-depth listening, you must first want to do it. You must break your own natural preoccupation. You have to remove biases that cause you to filter what people are telling you through your own perceptions, beliefs, and motives. In order to listen to others, you need to understand your own behavior style and how it influences your listening skills.
As you practice the action guides for this session, you'll also want to remember what you're learning about behavior styles and how these ideas impact how you ask and listen to people. A talker doesn't naturally listen. They continually interrupt people and talk about what they want to talk about. Their attention has a tendency to drift. They do partial listening only until they get a chance to take over the conversation. A doer listens selectively. They'll hear what they want to hear, and even because of their strength, unconsciously force people to tell them what they want to hear. They'll often miss the subtleties of emotions and feelings of others. Since they're often hurried, they won't take time to really hear what people are telling them.
Controllers are usually good listeners, in that they'll patiently hear what people are saying. They'll often miss, though, what people's feelings and emotions are telling them. Since they're usually unemotional and logical, they'll miss much of what people are telling them. They don't give a lot of feedback or reinforcement to people. People often clam up or don't feel free to talk about what they really have on their minds. Supporters are usually very good listeners. Patient and conscientious, they'll sincerely want to understand what people tell them. They'll take plenty of time to hear people out. Since they don't like to take risks, they'll present blind spots or just won't hear people who they think are risk takers or who aren't as conservative as they are. It also helps to understand your own style and know your own listening strengths and weaknesses, which we all have. To prevent your own preoccupation, don't try to analyze people's styles when you're in front of them. Just listen to them and observe them. As you talk to people, match their tone, their pace, emotional and energy levels. Try to look at the world through their eyes. Honor and adapt to their style. Well, as we think about these important communication principles, let me emphasize that exceeding customers' expectations begins as a value. Your values are the rules by which you live your life, honest, sincere manifestations of who you are. So remember this week, when you ask people how you can help them, and you sincerely want to meet their needs, and you make time to really listen, you will be saying loud and clear, I value you, and that is one of the greatest needs all people have.